Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fatia. I'm 11 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. Hooray. We're sometimes joined by our friend Jada, but she couldn't make it today. But I'm happy to have some time to chat with Fatia about some books and bookish things. Been reading a lot lately. I have many books I could share. We'll see how many I get to. And I'm really excited that spring is around the corner. It's almost April. I'm ready. Are you ready, Fatia?
Yes.
What's your favorite thing about spring?
It's mostly that the trees, like, they're blooming, and sometimes just like cherry trees.
They're so pretty.
Yeah, they're
We
my
have
favorite trees.
one in front of the library that has had some really spectacular years. And then it's had some years where it's either really windy and all the flowers fly off really fast, or it rains a lot and they fall off faster. But we've had some years where it's just like explosion of pink. It's so pretty. So I'm hoping this is a good year. Fingers crossed for the cherry trees. I also love everything just getting green and pink, all the flowering trees in town as well. And the nice weather. I like the days when it's sunny but not too hot. Very nice. So lots to look forward to. But anyways, let's talk about some books and bookish things. What did you want to share today?
I wanted to share a poem. It's pretty long. It's called An Adventure. Close your eyes and come with me. I'll lead you by the arm. Have faith in me that I won't go a place to cause you harm. Here, have a seat. What do you feel? Is it smooth or slightly bumpy? If you found a spring beneath the seat, I think you'll find it lumpy. I'll close the door, you know by now. Of course, you're in my car. Where will adventure take us? It could be close. It could be far. What do you hear along the way? What cars? Perhaps a truck or two? Let's open the windows. I've got instant air conditioner just for you. We've reached our first stop. Walk with me now. Take off your sandals, please. Do you feel grains beneath your feet? Can you feel the coolness of the nighttime breeze? Let's take a scroll down memory lane. Reflect on what may be. You've been here many times before, just not like this with me. It's good that you wore shorts. I think it saves your pants from getting wet. Here, splash. Doesn't that feel great? Has our adventure begun yet? Now climb aboard my sailboat and make yourself at ease. Would you like a beer to calm your nerves? Oops, wait, I forgot the breeze. We're off again. You feel the spray and hear the shorebirds call. It's early summer now. Shall we return before it's fall? So come and sail away with me. And it's by D. Def Audio.
What made you pick that poem?
I kind of want like a poem that would kind of like, because the setting is like kind of adventurous, and like they're like basically on an adventure, and it's like I like adventure poems because they're like sometimes they're a little bit mysterious because you don't know like before you even read it, like you don't know the setting, and it's very interesting, and I like adventure poems. And then when I searched up adventure poems, this one came up. I looked at a few, and this one was my favorite.
I like a good adventure poem, too, to think about adventures you could take in life. Thanks for sharing your poem. I have a handful of books. I think they're all graphic novels that I've read recently. I've read other books, too, but the ones that I want to talk about are graphic novels. So one of them is called Swing, and it's by Audrey Meeker with colors by Sarah Davidson. It's a middle grade graphic novel, and it's a debut from Audrey Meeker as author and illustrator. And it's about two main characters, Marcus McAllister and Izzy Briggs, who go to school together. And Marcus is a soccer player. His brother was like, is a big soccer star at their school, kind of following in his footsteps. And there's a lot of pressure there. And he's starting to wonder how much he still enjoys soccer and the pressure that puts on him. And he also, so his brother's best friend are like soccer stars together. And then he is also sort of teamed up with his brother's friend's younger brother, but he doesn't really like soccer that much. And he doesn't really like the brother that much, his soccer player friend or not friend. So he's kind of like in this stuck space where he's feeling expectations to be a duo with this other kid and also to play soccer. And then there's Izzy, who wants to stand out. She's been labeled as a weird kid because of her unique fashion. And she wants to be a designer when she grows up. She loves making costumes, but she's had a lot of incidents with bullying because of her just trying to be herself and people being mean about that. So she's having some confidence trouble with that. And the bullies have sort of pushed some of her friends away. So she's a little bit of a solo person. But they get paired up together in gym class, and it's a gym class exercise focused on dance. So each dancing duo has to do a certain kind of dance, and they're assigned swing dance, and they don't do well on their project and they get a bad grade, and they're both kind of freaking out about that. So they get the offer to get extra credit from their gym teacher if they perform and place within the top three in the school talent show doing swing dance. And so they have to work together to try to get their grades up by doing well in this talent show. And so while also balancing their other extracurriculars. So he has soccer. She, in this book, joins the theater crew to do costumes for their play. So she's balancing theater, he's balancing soccer and this dance assignment. And it's about their friendship that develops out of this and the challenges that arise as they're trying to balance everything and meet their goals and stay true to themselves and figure things out. So it's really fun. I enjoyed it quite a bit. I thought the characters were interesting. The plot was very different. That one's called Swing by Audrey Meeker. And that one is out now. I think all of the ones that I read this week are ones that are currently out and about in the world. I'll let you know if I see any differently as I'm talking about them. Another one that I read this week that I thought was really good is called Cassie and the House of Memories by Dean Stewart. And it is a very pretty graphic novel, very sort of fantastical, though it tackles a real life issue. It does it in a fantastical way, where there's a young girl whose grandfather has dementia. And so he's sort of losing some of his memories, but also tapping into some memories more strongly than others. And one day they're outside and he wanders off into the woods, and she follows him and comes across this mysterious looking building that she enters looking for her grandfather, and realizes that it's a place that's housing some of his memories and his history. And she's able to go into his memories and learn about his childhood, his experience as a young adult. So sort of experience some of his memories firsthand while trying to find him and get him back home. So there's a lot of interesting things of her like going into different historical time periods and interacting with her grandfather at different ages. I thought that was really new and different and an interesting way of exploring the experience of dementia with our loved ones. So that's Cassie and the House of Memories by Dean Stewart. And that, I think, is also a middle grade graphic novel. I think it would also be of interest to teens and older readers as well, but that's the age it's geared for. I also read a graphic novel called Crumble by Meredith McLaren with illustrations by Andrea Bell. It is about a young girl named Emily, and she and her mom and her aunt Gina have a special magical bakery. So they can bake emotions into the desserts they sell, but they have to only do positive emotions and feelings. They can't bake when they're not feeling happy or positive, or else bad things could happen potentially. And then sadly, one day something bad does happen. Aunt Gina is in a car accident and passes away. And so Emily's life and her mother's life are turned upside down. They have to learn to live without their aunt, to run the business without their aunt. And they're feeling a lot of grief around it. And one of the things that makes Emily happy is baking, but she's not supposed to bake when she's unhappy. So she's in this tough position where she, the one thing that could bring her some joy and happiness during this tough time, she's not supposed to do. But her friend convinces her to try, and she makes a really horrible tasting crumble that looks awful, tastes awful, but when people eat it, they feel good. And so it's about sort of what happens when they start experimenting with that. So it was not quite what I expected. I thought it sounded an awful lot like a different graphic novel that I had read, but it was more different than I thought and was surprising in some ways. I think people will enjoy that. And that's called Crumble by Meredith McLaren with illustrations by Andrea Bell. And the last one I'll mention today, though I read more, but I read one called A Song for You and I by Kay O'Neill. And this is also it's a fantasy middle grade graphic novel. Kay O'Neill is the author of The Moth Keeper and The Tea Dragon Society, which are some other popular graphic novels. So if you read and loved those, you might be interested in this one as well. And this one centers on a ranger in training named Rowan, who at the start of the book goes by Rose. And they are training to become a ranger to protect the village. They have flying horses. Rowan's flying horse is named Kess. And one day, Rowan is trying to kind of show all that they can do during the storm, and their flying horse, Kess, gets injured. And so all of a sudden, Rowan has to kind of change their path a little bit as their horse is recovering and they're figuring out what comes next. And so while Kess is healing, the horse is healing, Rowan is assigned this like expedition across the land where instead of flying, they're walking. And they get paired with a sheep herder named Leon, who Rowan has some frustrations with, but ultimately becomes close with. And it's about their journeys together and their development, each of their developments as characters. Leon loves to play I don't know if it's a fiddle or a violin, but a little stringed instrument, but is shy about playing for others and just likes to play for the sheep. But it's an interesting story of their friendship and their time figuring out some of what they want in life. And it's got a fun, fantastical setting. Like the flying horse is cool. If you're into fantasy in your graphic novels, this could be a good one for you. It's A Song for You and I by Kay O'Neill. So I think I'll stop with that one. I read some other books this week too, but those are a handful that I think some of our listeners will enjoy. Do you have anything that you've been reading in school or on your own, Fatia?
No. Well, we recently finished An Adventure of Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, cool. I know you've been enjoying that at school.
Yeah.
Yeah. So waiting to see what comes next at school.
Yes.
The reading. I'll be interested to hear once you do. I've been trying to read some of the books of the people coming to the book festival. I've been borrowing a bunch of books from the library. I like to read up before they come so that I can chat with them about their books or tell them how much I love their books or talk up their books to other people. And the book festival is going to be, as it always is, the first Saturday in May, Saturday, May 3rd at Columbia Green Community College. And it's from 10 to 3. And there's going to be over 75 authors and illustrators that come to the festival each year. And yeah, there's quite the lineup. So folks can check out everyone who's coming and all the details at hudsonchildrensbookfestival.org. They have the authors and illustrators list up now, as well as other festival info. You can pregame the book festival. But anyways, on that note, we're going to say goodbye for the day. We hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading.
Why?